Vincent Jackson and his development. I understand you guys, you know, work together a lot.
Yeah, he's had a huge impact this season for us. He's obviously the Denver game. He had a heck of a game last time, and he's done some great things for us all year. I think he's also, which may be unknown to the average fan, in the run game, he's really been a factor. I mean, he's a big guy coming in there blocking, digging out safeties, and you know, covering up guys. So he's a young and ascending player still, and he's going to always have an impact. But I'm sure his presence will be felt more and more through the rest of this season, and obviously as his career continues.
Phil, how do you think you would have done if you would have been named the starter your 11th game your rookie year?
You know, I don't know. I got thrown in the situation in a little different manner in the 16th game of my second year, and it was pretty tough. But you know, obviously we were on the plane traveling, so I didn't see a whole lot of the game other than some highlights. But Jay's obviously got a ton of talent and a heck of a player, and will be for a long time, I would imagine. But you know, it's certainly a tough situation, I'm sure, in a way. Obviously, he's been preparing and hoping for this moment, not pulling against Jake, but hoping for this opportunity all year, I'm sure. So I'm sure he's ready, but certainly the bottom line is he hasn't had a lot of work for, you know, 12, 13 weeks, and now he's getting his shot. And, you know, I got to visit with him for, you know, a little bit 2 weeks ago, and you know, he seemed like a sharp guy. With obviously, I've seen his ability from when he played there in Vandy.
How much did the 2 years, almost full 2 years, sitting and waiting, kind of help you out?
Yeah, they were huge. To be honest with you, I didn't appreciate the 2 years nearly as much as I do now. As I was going through the 2 years, you know, I mean. Because there were obviously there's emotions involved, and you get tired of sitting, and there's many things that make it tough. But as this offseason progressed, camp progressed, preseason, I said, man, I gained a lot from those 2 years. I saw how I really had improved in 2 years, even though I wasn't out there actually taking the snaps during the game. So they were certainly been very beneficial to me, and you know, I'm sure. You know, other guys that have gone through it this way would agree, and I'm sure guys that got thrown in there from day one believe that that's the best way. You know, I'm sure there's no right or wrong way.
Phillip, when you're a young quarterback like that, you get those practice snaps and then get thrust into that starting position. How different does it become out there? How much quicker does the game become for you?
Yeah, well, it is faster out there, but I think the key is it's never as fast as it gets made out to be. And I don't mean from your coaches and your players. I just mean from that's all you hear. That's all you hear when you leave college is, oh, it's so much faster. Oh, it's so much faster. So I think in the back of your mind, you're expecting to have to hurry and hurry, and sometimes it works against you. You get out there in the game, and you're going too fast. But I tell you what. You know, the bottom line is the starter gets most of the reps, if not all of them, throughout the week of practice. So when you go 10, 12 weeks without getting the reps, and then all of a sudden you're thrown in there and you get the reps, you know, it's not an easy situation. But you know what? That's the nature of the business. You look at any backup quarterback, and there's been tons of backups. You look at Garcia, what he did. I know he's a veteran player, but in Philly, you look at guys that had to come in midseason due to injury. It happens every year, and they play at a high level, and that's just the job we're in. That's the position we play. Those backups and guys that get thrown in there, they're not going to get a lot of work, but they're expected to step in there and play well. And you know, that was my role the last 2 years. I didn't get a lot of action, but you know, you got to always be ready. And now, you know, Jay's getting that opportunity after sitting for most of the season.
What defenses have you seen teams use to try to stop LaDainian, and how is he just able to keep racking up the touchdowns and yards, even though I'm sure teams are trying to stop him?
Yeah, well, obviously that's the focus of, at least I would imagine, and it is the focus of every defense is stop 21. I don't know if there's a – I don't know if you can – you know, it's hard to completely shut him out. I don't know. I've never seen him get shut down, but certainly there's certain things people do to try to stop him. The main way is put as many guys in that box as you can to stop the run. But I think he's such a threat in the pass game too, and he's not standing, you know, behind center 7 yards deep on every snap. You know, he's all over the field, and he's a heck of a player, and he's and I'm sure he would say this too. he's the best there is, but he also's got a heck of a group blocking for him in front of him, and guys outside, as you mentioned, guys like Vincent and Lorenzo, and he thinks those guys all the time, so it makes him even a better and classy player than people realize.
Can you believe the turn of events from being down 24-7 to now where you guys can clinch the division and hand the Broncos their fourth straight loss?
Yeah, it's, who would have thought? You know, I mean, obviously we believed it. I don't know if anybody outside of our 53-plus players and coaches believed it, but that we could turn it around in Denver, but you keep playing. That's why you keep playing the game, but then we look at where the situation we're in now. But I think it's key. We understand the big picture. We don't have our ears plugged where we can't hear all the things that are going on and understand them. But we really are. This team is a mature team that's really focused on this game. You know, Denver's always a heck of a game, and it's going to be again Sunday. And this is the only game we can't control. We can't control who loses. We can't control who clinches. All we control is winning this game. And we have a good focus, and this team understands that. And I think that's why we're at the point we are right now, as we've played one game at a time. We've never gotten too high or too low. We've never given up down 24-7. Never thought we had it won when we were up big in games. So I think we got a good perspective on things.
The winning touchdown against Denver to Jackson, was there some doubt in your mind whether he could remain in bounds on that?
Yeah, I tell you, well, not necessarily when I threw it, but when I saw where he ended up when I threw it, I had to put it high. Obviously, when you get a big guy when you get big on little in that situation, Vince, as big as he is, Darren Williams right there, you kind of got an opportunity. If you throw it high, either Vince is going to get it or nobody's going to get it. And when I saw him go up and where he left from, I said, oh, man, I don't know if he's going to get down. And he did a heck of a job. That was the first thing I asked him before I saw the replays. Are you sure you got him in? You know, expecting maybe a challenge. And he said, oh, no, I'm sure I got him in. And he did an unbelievable job of catching it. And you can see it in slow-mo. He put his eyes down and saw where he was and got him in. It was a veteran play there by Vincent.